There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
I wish you well.
I saw they got Jeff Aubrey, but they haven't, no D-line coach yet, right?
Not yet.
I think that's what, okay, no D-line coach.
Not yet.
But yeah, we just thought, yeah, like when they have the combine next month, right, don't even go. Don't send no offensive staff to the offensive part of the combine.
Don't talk to any
Don't talk to any
of them. Because here's why.
No.
Because you can't help yourself.
Yes.
They can't help themselves.
That's why I said that.
They get infatuated. Yeah. And again, the offensive picks that they've made early have actually been the good picks that they've made outside of Kyle Pitts. But the other three picks they made in the first round, thank God they did. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they'd all be fired.
Yes.
If they didn't have Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and Michael Penix
they'd
right
be fired.
Now, they'd all be fired.
Yes.
That's the only thing. We talked about this the day after the season ended. If I'm Terry Fontenot and I'm sitting in Arthur Blank's office and Arthur Blank says, all right, make the case.
Yep.
That's the case.
Yes.
Those three guys are the case. That's what it is. So thank God they drafted those guys. Otherwise, I mean, you know, now, ultimately, I don't think anyone cares that much who's in charge. We just want the team to be good. And had they drafted other guys, maybe the team would be better than they are right now. Who knows? They did what they've done, and we are where we are. And Jeff Ulbricht is the next defensive coordinator. I saw some Falcons fans were upset about that because of the familiarity with Raheem.
Right.
Sort of like a comfort hire and stuff like that. I understand the sentiment on that one. You hire who's in your circle. Hire who's in your tree.
Yeah.
I suppose he could have gone out and gotten, you know, some of those other names we talked about that were, I guess, a little older, a bit more veteran, whatever. I prefer this, the hire of Jeff Ulbricht, to a first-time defensive coordinator.
Definitely.
Some of the other guys that we talked about, some of like, I don't remember the names, but you remember some of the guys that they had interviewed, because that to me felt like more of a Raheem's in charge and you're just kind of helping.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who's been a defensive coordinator before.
Yes.
Obviously, they've worked together for a long time. If it doesn't work out, everyone's going to say it was because it was the safe hire, blah, blah, blah. Ultimately, back to the original point, we're going to say it 1,000 times throughout this entire offseason. You could hire anyone at defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. If you don't get better players on defense, it's not going to matter at all.
But it is a safe hire. It's a safe because you know what you're getting in Jeff Aubrey. You know what I mean?
But there's an argument for that.
The people are arguing against that?
No. You're saying that there's a reason to do that, and it's a good reason.
Yeah. I don't understand the bad reason. Take away the names. Take the Wink Martindales and the Robert Salas and all those different things. These guys are – I understand that because you got the name value and all those different things. But Ryan probably ain't never worked with them. He's worked with this guy right here, you know. And so when you look at it from a standpoint of who I'm comfortable with, like I don't know – because I thought about this 2 years ago. 2 years ago when Ryan Nielsen was here. And, like, Ryan Nielsen, it was his first time being the coordinator because he was a D-line coach or whatever in the Saints forever. And, obviously, Terry knew him and all those different things.
But Arthur didn't. Yeah.
You know? And so then you look at it from the standpoint, Terry knows him, but Rod doesn't.
Right.
You know? Because I think if Rod probably knew him, Nielsen would probably still be here. He probably would retain him. But I don't know you. I'm not comfortable with you. And I think, I promise you, if Jeff Aubrey wasn't on the Jets staff, he would have been the defensive coordinator here before Jimmy Ray. Mm. I do believe that. I do believe that if Aubrey was not on staff with the Jets as their DC, he would have been the DC here when Rod got the job.
He would have already been a part of that,
yes.
that staff because he had already been in, sort of in the group that came – from Los Angeles because they worked together. Again, if you don't know Ulbrich's past, he was the Falcons linebackers coach from 15 to 19. He was UCLA's linebackers coach and special teams coordinator from 12 to 14, and him leaving UCLA
got us Roquan Smith
is actually one of the best things that ever happened to the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yes,
because Ulbrich, I guess, was integral in the recruitment of Roquan.
Yes, he had him. Roquan changed on the day of he had the UCLA.
So he was going to UCLA going because to UCLA. Of Ulbrich.
He had the gloves and right. everything. And then Ulbrich got the job that I think.
Where's Roquan from?
South Georgia, down there in Millersville. Not Millersville, but down in Marshallville. Down there where I'm from.
All right.
Down that way.
All right, fair enough.
But
anyway, so he ended up going to Georgia because Ulbrich came to the Falcons.
Montezuma, yeah, down there where I'm from. Down there, Macon County. Down in that country.
Roquan went on to be the best, if not the best, one of the two or three best linebackers that Georgia's ever had.
Yes.
And then, yeah, Ulbrich was on that, you know, that staff.
Yeah, but I think
15 to
yeah. Yeah,
you know,
but
you know what that staff is.
Yes, but he is verified. First of all, he's qualified. That's the thing.
No.
This ain't no what the hell hire.
You know, he's been a defensive coordinator
in the league before.
Jimmy Lake had never been a defensive coordinator in the NFL before. I don't even know what Jimmy Lake. He had been on the staff in Los Angeles with Raheem. Other than that, he didn't really have any pro football experience.
Right.
He had mostly just been a college coach. Yeah, this is a lifer. I mean, he was with the Seahawks back in 10, played for the 49ers for 10 years, beginning of from 2009. Was here, then he was in New York,